The World Blind Match Racing Championships are coming to Scotland. It's blind sailing, and some of the best competitors in the world will be heading for the west of Scotland to compete in solo sailings. Now, we'll be chatting with some of the blind sailors, and indeed we'll hear from the club hosting the event itself. But before that, I have with us Massimo Dave from World Sailing. Massimo, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're with World Sailing, Massimo. Tell me about the organisation itself, first of all.
World Sailing is the International Federation of Sailing. We follow everything related to sailing. So we organise events. We follow the Olympic Games, sailing the Olympic Games, World Championship of Sailing, and everything is related to sailing, from the Bob Ocean Race, big offshore races, to national regattas and race officials, so the international judges, international classifier, umpires, so basically everything that is related to sailing.
And would you say that there's a drive to encourage more blind people to take up the sport?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a drive to encourage blind people, but in general, to encourage all the athletes with disabilities, that can be physical or blind or any other disability, to approach the sport. It's really important for the athletes, and it's really important for the people to approach a sport, because a sport can really help to compete and to go outside and to be part of a big world of sports and competition.
Do you help sailing organisations and sailing clubs around the world to promote disability sailing?
Yeah, absolutely. World Sailing has one of our main programs is called the Paralympic Development Programme, once a year in every continent. So this year we have one in Europe, one in Asia, one in Australia, and one in the USA. This programme is specific for people that they never approached sailing. So we send a coach, a world sailing coach, we send boats, and we invite people from emerging countries to come there at the venue to try sailing. We have some people with that are the blind sailors, and so they can start. They can start sailing, they can see how's the sport, and if we can, we provide them and the Sailing Federation with a lot of feedback, so we have a manual. So when they come back, they can start sailing, or they can start to promote parasailing to friends, to the club, or anyone.
Have you noticed a growth in disability sailing?
Yeah, we had an increase starting in 2017. We had a great number of countries in our World Championship, and as I told before, we had last year more than 51 sailors participating in our Paralympic Development Program, and 8 new countries. We had Estonia, we had 2 countries in Africa, Namibia, South Africa, countries in Asia. So it's been a success last year. And also this year we are starting, we want to continue this program, because we see that it's very important to promote Paralympic sailing.
And the World Championships are coming to the west coast of Scotland in September for the blind match racing?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that Scotland and Hennesborough has a great tradition of sailing. I know that in UK and Scotland there is a big participation in blind sailing. Also in Europe, there is a lot of interest in blind sailing. So I'm sure that the Blind Match Race World Championship in Scotland will be a big success of participation.
Massimo, if people would like to learn more about World Sailing, is there a way they can do that?
Yeah, we have a website. It's sailing.org. There is a section regarding parasailing. And in parasailing, there is a lot of information about blind sailing and sailing for people with disabilities. And if they have specific question or other information that they need, there is a contact form, so they can send a mail, and I and or my colleague will reply to them.
Also joining us, we have with us Lucy Hodges and Liam Cattermole, who are visually impaired sailors themselves. Lucy, start with yourself first of all. How did you get involved in the sport?
I attended a sailability weekend, went from one weekend to a national championship for the blind in Lymington, was involved with them, did my first world championship, then continued on and then took over the charity about 10 years ago. My aim was to give people like myself an opportunity to get involved in sailing and racing and experience the freedom the water gave to me. And that's where Liam came in. He was one of my youngsters from Worcester College.
Liam, you were one of the newbies, as Lucy said. What drew you to the sport?
Well, I've always grown up around the water and enjoyed surfing and sort of swimming in the sea. When Lucy came the opportunity to the Worcester School for a weekend in Cowes, I jumped at it and I loved it from the outset, really.
Lucy, do you find that perhaps people who are blind or partially sighted are apprehensive about sailing? You know, not just the racing solo, but even in teams?
It's interesting. I think if they've got an attitude for sport, I think they find sailing different and a bit exhilarating. Leave your guide dog or your cane on shore and you're able to sort of like drive the boat around the race course. And we don't get to drive on the road, but we get to compete against other people in really close quarters. So I think the publicity we've been doing has actually been attracting a wide variety of people. So I think, you know, as long as they're into sport, they tend to give it a go.
Is that a fair point then, Liam? You know, if you've got that interest in sport, it overcomes those initial apprehensions?
Definitely, yeah. As soon as I stepped foot on a boat, I knew I'd like it. I like the water anyway. The actual feel of moving a ton of boat around by yourself, or, you know, not having someone else drive you around. You're doing it yourself, feeling the wind and things. So, fantastic.
And you don't have to do it as a sport, Lucy. You could just do it for sort of fun, for leisure, meeting new people even.
And I believe you've attended one of our fun weeks where we do blind week, and that's a holiday where people get to go on board a yacht for a week and live on board. They get to know the bits and pieces and have a bit of fun sailing. You know, and our organisation is open to anyone. You don't have to go racing with us, but we do teach a lot of skills that are about racing and stuff like that, obviously, because we aim towards the World Championship. That's what's happening in Scotland this year.
Indeed. And you know, you mentioned yourself, Lucy, you've competed some of the highest levels. What was perhaps the highlight for you?
I think between me and myself, we would agree that currently we're double world champions in match racing, and we love the fleet racing with our sighted guys, and they've given the skills to us to enable us to sail by ourselves in the match racing with no sighted guys on board. I've just won gold at the Worlds in the fleet racing, but actually myself and Liam and our crew having two world titles to our name is a big achievement to us.
Absolutely, and congratulations on the awards themselves. I mean, Liam, did it take you long to think to yourself, I haven't done this very much, but I think, you know, I could take this all the way?
I started kind of the first world championship I did was maybe a couple of years after I started training with Lucy, and that was back in 2013. And then ever since then, I did 2014 match racing and we won it, me and Lucy, and 2016 match racing and me and Lucy won it again. So it's been quite a few years to get to that level, but yeah.
Absolutely. And it's a great feeling. You're out there and you're competing for Great Britain and so on. What's it like touring the world, if you like?
Oh, it's great. You get to see new places and see different people and race against all people from all over the world. Perfect.
Myself and Liam have got different skill sets that you bring together. Both have a passion for winning, but actually the trust that you put between each other, dealing with your different visual impairments and the combination, makes you compete together, you know. And, you know, it's helped us win the gold medals, just being able to communicate, to accept each other's weaknesses. Sometimes when you're racing, you get a bit frustrating, but, you know, our eye conditions are completely different, which is sometimes the funniest part. Liam likes the light and I hate the light. I like the dark, but we get round it and we get by it.
Are you looking forward to the match racing as well, Liam? Will you be competing?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot. Hopefully competing, definitely.
We've put a really intensive 5-month programme together, just trying to help everyone race their game. And myself and Liam have been trying to help people, you know, take on the match racing. It's not for everybody, the match racing, not having the sighted guys on board. can be a bit nerve-wracking. I mean, having it in the UK means we don't get an abroad holiday, but it's nice for family and friends to be able to come up and watch it in Scotland.
Liam, what would you say to any of the blind or partially sighted people listening to this who maybe not think that sailing is for them, you know, it's not something they could do? How would you encourage them to get involved?
I'd say if you like water sports and you like being outside, then it's definitely worth a try. I found it very fulfilling and exciting.
What we do as a charity, we pay for their first weekend of sailing. We just ask them to contribute towards their accommodation. In May, we've actually got 3 newbies for the first time going on the water, never sailed in their lives before. I think they're all around the 25 mark age coming to join us. So I think it's get in touch. You can get in touch via our Facebook page or our website, gbrblindsailing.co.uk. And that's the offer we make as a small charity. You know, we'll provide the contribution to your first fees and see how they go.
This year's World Championships will be held at the Royal Northern and Clyde Yacht Club. David Whittam is the Commodore there. David, this must be a very exciting time looking ahead to these championships.
It certainly is. We're very, very pleased to have managed to obtain the championships. It's a real feather in our hat. World Sailing is coming to us, bringing teams from all over the world to compete just off Helensburgh Pier. We're so much looking forward to it. It's a very exciting time.
Tell me about the club itself then. We see sailing and yachting and so on, but what would members get or be involved in?
We have a very good junior section which sails out of the nearby marina, and we have elder members who've got larger boats, and they go off sailing up the west coast of Scotland and exploring up there. We've got really quite a spectrum of sailing activity.
These championships are for blind sailors, and I think it's fair to say then that it is a very accessible sport, pastime, etc.
Yes, it is. The boats that they will be sailing in particular are very stable and they are very easily handled. And then the racing is done using audio marker buoys and audio beeps on each boat to tell the other boat, there are two boats racing at a time, tell the other boat where you are and what tack you're on, which affects how you're allowed to sail.
It's very competitive. We now have visually impaired sailing around the world. We have the World Championships coming here.
Yes.
Is it something which many yacht clubs should be looking at to broaden their membership, bringing in new people?
Yes. Quite a lot of clubs already have a link with the Royal Yachting Association, the RYA Sailability Scheme. So that brings in various disabilities, including sight impairment. And we are obviously looking forward to being very much involved in this particular challenge.
So what's the water like then where the championships will be taking place?
Well, from the point of view of swell, it's not too bad at all. We do get days when there's quite a lot of breeze, so the sailing should be quite competitive. That time of year, September, traditionally quite a nice time in Scotland, so hopefully good weather.
What is it that makes sailing so popular for, say, yourself and your members? Why do you do it? What keeps you coming back despite the weather?
Well, it's a dynamic occupation. We have racing that goes on from the club on weekends, Tuesday nights and midweek, and against other clubs nearby. So that brings people in doing that side of thing. I do more leisure sailing, but it still requires some thought, some skill, some involvement in operating the boat. So it's a hands-on occupation, and you have to think about it. I personally like being on my boat, going off exploring, staying overnight, going up the west coast and visiting places that otherwise I wouldn't be able to get to. That brings me to the sport. Others are focused on racing and everything up from dinghies to medium-sized boats, which also go up the west coast and race out of like Tobermory to Oban, and from Tarbert, East Loch Fyne. There's a big challenge there that people go to.
Just finally, David, if people would like to learn more about the Royal Northern and Clyde Club, how can they do that?
They can go to the website, which is rncyc.com. That'll give them more information, links to Facebook and Twitter, and contact details.
Good luck to everyone then attending the World Championships. We'll, of course, keep you updated here on RNIB Connect Radio. In the meantime, thanks to everyone for joining us.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.